This Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way. To clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. So this is July. Wow. And what a heat wave we are experiencing here. Well, maybe not everywhere, but certainly in the northern part of the States and the southern part of Canada. So July, we're talking about a heart's way and how to get clear. And tonight we're going to be talking about finding your heart's way through getting clear about relationships. And, you know, getting clear about what you really want. In these times of uncertainty and confusion, we're often unclear about what we want. We are usually very clear about what we don't want, from the abusive or emotionally unavailable partner, the unfulfilling career or looming debt. We all know what we don't want. The problem with this is that this is what we think about and focus on, and what we focus on, we attract more of in our lives. How we're to find our path to our heart so that we can align with our soul's purpose and hear the gentle guidance of our heart, we need to set clearer intentions and know what we want in our lives. Relationships are an area that we often think mostly about all the problems within them or from our past, hoping that we will not recreate our mistakes. However, as we focus on abusive relationships or emotionally unavailable partners, we tend to continue our patterns instead of creating the healthy relationships we desire. So this is a call-in show. It is July 7th. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We do have a couple callers already, so the lines are getting booked. We have Michelle from Rhode Island. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
Are you there, Michelle?
Yes,
oh, there
I'm
you are.
Here. Hello.
Great. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I did actually speak with you last week.
Okay.
And we had talked about my fear, what I was afraid of. There was a fear that was stopping me. Something was stopping
right.
me from doing something. There was a fear. And you had said something to me about what do you think that fear is? And at that point, I didn't know. But you really kind of got the wheels turning
good
for me. And I'm afraid of greatness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That is probably one of our biggest fears. It's ironic because, you know, we fear failure, but we so fear our greatness that we fear that, especially as women, because of the way that as we have moved into our powers for centuries, as we moved into our powers as women, we were persecuted, we were killed, we were
right.
hung, we were burnt. All of those things happen. So it's part of the collective unconscious as women, when we start to, you know, feel good about ourselves and start to realize what our dreams are and start to move towards them. As we do that, this unconscious fear comes in that's not really necessarily even part of us, but really part of just the matrix of fear that is out there that sort of holds us back. And so, you know, being aware of that, what I would recommend now is to come up with your own specific mantra that you can think of every time you feel yourself, you know, getting anxious or worried or anything, just to say, and this, you know, when you come up with mantras or with affirmations, it's really best to do it in your own wording so that it's something that really connects with you. And so, you know, something like, now I don't exactly remember what we were talking about. Was it with regards to your career?
It was with regards to my health.
Right. Okay.
Right. Put a lot of restrictions
yes.
and blocks and,
right.
and you had said to me, well, there's different things you can do when it comes to career, but you also have to make sure that you start living and having relationships exactly. in your life. And
yeah. And so this kind of all fits together.
Yeah.
So coming up with an affirmation for you would be something like, you know, I am waking up today feeling better than I did yesterday, or I am waking up today feeling happy and excited, or, you know, grateful for this incredible morning. And, you know, then coming up with, you know, how you want, what your intentions are for the day to, you know, to experience joy or gratitude or happiness.
I have a list of like 10 affirmations that I say daily.
Okay.
And one of them is that my body has healed itself to its natural state of well-being.
Right. But does that really resonate with you? Is it really something that is your...
I had read different affirmations, and then I said, I don't believe this while I'm reading it. So I changed them so that it was my own words.
Right. Maybe put in gratitude and excited so that you can, you know, kind of get a different vibration and energy as you read it, so that you can bring in, you know, some joy and passion, so that when you're reading them, they're not just, you know, a list of affirmations. There's something that you actually bring your whole body and soul into, and you get excited in your emotions, and you just really flow.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. So when it comes to the whole relationship thing, that whole piece of it, and then I saw the topic of your show was tonight. See, I used to have tons of people all around me all the time, and all of a sudden, the past few months, everyone has all just become very drifted away completely.
Right. So, and you're going through a big transformation, and that's part of it. And part of it is not feeling that well. So I would recommend, you know, just getting yourself back out there, like really connecting in with different groups and people, and just start networking and just, you know, get yourself out there. And if you don't have the energy necessarily to always go out, you know, then connect online with groups and with you know, different interests that you have, and just, you know, really start to feel that you're worth it, and that you know, that you're feeling good about you, and just nurture you.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was sitting here the other night, and I kept saying, but I'm not afraid of failure. And then all of a sudden it said, no, you're afraid of greatness. You're afraid of the complete opposite.
Yeah. It's a big one. And once you realize it, then you can now start working towards, you know, creating something around that to say, you know what, I am worthy of being this incredible goddess that's so successful and happy.
The other night, it never came to me in those words.
Yeah, and no, that's great.
That much of an impact. So I wanted to call back and talk to you about that.
Thanks.
And say thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. It's a good breakthrough.
Yeah, it was. And then after all that, the next night, last night or the night before, I was watching America's Got Talent of all things, and this guy got up on stage and they said, "Why are you here?" And he said, because I'm here to face my biggest fear. And they said, what's that? And he said, my fear of becoming great.
Huh.
So, I'm a firm believer that everything is in front of you, but you don't see everything that you need to see until you're ready.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I saw that, I think a week ago, I probably wouldn't have even heard that. When he said that. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Laurie.
All right. Well, keep in touch, Michelle, and let me know what great things are going to happen to you in the next 9 weeks to 12 weeks. Some big changes are going to be happening. So let me know.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay, Laurie. Thanks.
You're welcome. So our next caller is Tamara from Florida. Hi, yes, Tamara.
Tamara from Florida.
Oh, sorry, Tamara.
Hey, that's okay. Everybody gets confused. I don't know. I'm at a fork in the road with my life, with the relationship with the guy that I've been with. And I've been told that he's bought me a ring. I just don't know if he's going to propose. I don't know. I mean, everything is so up in the air, and it's just, I don't know. I'm confused, maybe because this month is my birthday. I just want to know what's going on. That's all.
Okay. So what are you feeling around that? Like, why are you in such a doubt? What is it because you're getting another year older and you're feeling that there's this, like there's this waiting period that the clock's ticking and you have something now.
Yeah, I don't know. My clock is ticking. I'm just anxious. Just not feeling good about everything. I don't know. Everything is so indecisive and up in the air, and I just like to be in control or at least plan my future, and I feel like I'm not in a position to do that because everything is so up in the air. Nothing seems stable or consistent, and it just that's a bad feeling for me.
Okay. Well, are you turning a transformational year? Like, is this a big decade year?
No, I'll be 40.
Okay.
48.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I'm picking up, and we do have to go to break soon, so I do want you to hold on to the line, but what I'm picking up is that, one, you're trying to control things, and this is the time, if there is ever a time in history, that we need to learn how to let go. And we need to, letting go and surrendering sounds like a really difficult thing. So what I like to say to people is to learn how to dive into your heart. But we are going to go to break, so stay on the line and give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Interviews with Kimmy Rose.
Hey, this is Kimberly Rose.
And this is Kevin Myers with Interviews.
We're excited to bring to you some of the greatest authors, speakers in the areas of mind, body, and spirit. And also, we'll be connecting with you.
So join us Thursday evenings from 9 to 11. That's Eastern Time for Interviews. Join us. Tune in and call in.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com.
Here watching TV. Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on The Sky. And I also have a show on my website, although it is in hiatus right now because it is the summer, and we'll be back in September for its fourth season. So this is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We are talking about how to find your heart's way through getting clear in our relationships. So we have Tamara on the line from Florida. And did I say it right this time?
Tamara from Orlando.
Tamara. Oh, it's from Orlando. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I'm having a problem with that. Sorry.
Okay.
And right before the break, I was sort of saying part of this is you needing to have control. And the one thing I'm learning about the times right now is that the last thing we can be is in control of our lives. We really need to sort of let go and let God. And we really need to, what I'm picking up mostly about this is you need to get clear about what it is that you're really, truly wanting. How long have you been dating?
We've been dating for 9.5 years.
That's a long time to be dating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to guess that marriage has come up a few times, or you're living together?
No, we don't live together.
Wow. Has marriage come up at all?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's supposedly a ring, but I don't know. I don't know if he's actually going to propose or not.
Yeah. What's the problem? I mean, was he married in the past?
Yeah, we both were. This would be
okay. And before you met? Like, was it before you met, or was it during, right after
before
you met?
We've been dating. For the last 9.5 years, and we were.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I get a feeling that, you know, if you were to get upset and make a big deal about this, then definitely things would happen. And, you know, the question you have to ask yourself is this what you're looking for? Is this meeting your needs? Because he's clearly commitment phobic, and he is, you know, a little bit closed off. I do feel the potential that, you know, you could get this. It's just, is this what you want? And I think that's really what this is all coming down to, because I think you're getting, 9.5 years is a long time to not be living together and to still just be dating. And, you know, that's a big one. So, I mean, I would, you know, you have nothing to lose at this point. I would start talking to him about, you know, what is his future? What is he wanting? Like, I know it's really nice to be wooed and surprised and stuff, but, you know, 9.5 years later, you know, that kind of wooing and surprising is a little bit, you know, been there, done that. So I would start, you know, not necessarily putting the pressure on him, but just, you know, getting really clear about what you both want. Like,
well,
if this is his intention.
I don't know if he's being honest. See, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm paranoid.
No, I wouldn't think you're paranoid at this point in your life, and the fact that, you know, you're still only at the dating stage 9.5 years later. That's not paranoid. I mean, that's somebody who has some, you know, issues around. I mean, have you not wanted to move in together and take the next step?
My thing was, when he brought it up in the past, I wanted my kids, because he lives in another city. I didn't want to uproot them while they were in high school. I wanted them to graduate from high school. And once they graduated from high school and are kind of okay and stable,
right,
I was kind of ready, and I guess he wasn't. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I guess that's why I called you, because I need some guidance, some clarity.
Yeah.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. Well, I would bring the topic up, and I would bring it up now and just, you know, get clear about what you want before you do. Like, say, you know, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm wanting now. The kids are, I'm assuming your children are now out of high school, and it's time that you can do this. So I would be really clear about that. And I do think that he's probably going to step up to the plate. It's just, you know, be clear about, is this who you want to spend the rest of your life with?
I have done that with him. And I think that's why he bought the ring.
Right.
But I think he makes excuses because I think he's scared.
Oh, he's hugely scared. Like, I really scared. Like, I don't quite understand why he's so scared. So, you know, I think he'll do it. And I think you just need to continue to be really clear about what you want and what you're wanting from the relationship, and that it's time to shift.
Do you think I should move on? Am I wasting my time? I mean, because sometimes I feel like I'm doing that too.
Well, then tell him that, because he needs to know that you're ready to move on if he's not prepared to take it to the next level, because that's what he needs to know.
Okay.
I don't think you're wasting your time, but this man has clearly got some issues, and with just commitment. I mean, he needs to take the next step. And, you know, he probably did it earlier when it was safe, knowing that you wouldn't uproot your children. And so now it's time that, you know, it has to change. So I would make that point and let him know that you can be ready to move on, because you will, you know, there will always be somebody else.
Okay.
I promise you that.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And let me know what happens.
I will.
Okay. All right. We have our next caller is Kay from Washington. Hi, Kay.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a relationship issue. My husband and I have been separated for a few years, and now he wants to come back, and he's asking me for financial help. And I don't know what to think.
I bet you don't. Okay.
Yeah.
So how long have you been separated?
About 5 years.
Wow.
And
who's...
came back and forth, but it's been about 3 years now since he's moved out of the state. And now he said he's coming back.
And what have you done in those 5 years?
I've been alone, working on myself.
Okay.
So now I'm starting a business.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And are you able to financially assist him?
Him?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't want to.
Right.
I'd rather it be the other way around.
Yeah. Yes. And with this period of you taking care of yourself and growing, do you not think that you've now grown past this relationship?
I think I finally have, yes.
Yeah. And so I think what's happened is he's felt that, and so now he wants to come back. And that's not, I'm not trying to make him into a bad guy or that there's anything wrong. It's just that he's now feeling that, uh-oh, I have to do something because I'm losing her.
Oh, okay.
And so I want you to take the next little while and just get really, really clear, because I don't think he's done the work that you've done. And I think that if the two of you got back for any period of time, very likely you would find out quite quickly that you're not at the same place anymore. There was a point, you know, maybe when you both met in the beginning, that you were at the same level. And then as you've taken this time and really nurtured yourself and spent the time alone and now are ready to really truly make a huge transformation in your life, he's ready to come back. So he doesn't want you to move forward. And that happens a lot, not only with intimate relationships, but with our family and everything. So this is a case where you have to be really clear. And, you know, if, you know, you wanted to see That's one thing. Mm-hmm. Being supporting him is a whole different level that I wouldn't get into. Because he's created his own bed. Let him figure out how to lie in it without, you know, bringing you back into it and changing all the dynamics. So if you want to try it and see, but I think you will find very quickly that you have grown a lot more. And right now you're at this really huge transformation, and a lot of us are, but, you know, especially for you, because you've done all of this work and you're ready to move forward and ready to move in your career. And it's just, I think it's a really important time for you to be really clear about who you want in your energy and, you know, how you want to move forward.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay. But okay. Let me know what happens.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And our next caller is Linda from California. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. How can I help you?
I talked with a company this morning that I've had two interviews with,
okay,
and I wondered if you saw me starting work with them this week.
This week?
Or, you know, after.
I think it looks really good, and I do know that they are looking at least one other person, but I'm feeling that you made a good connection with at least somebody on there. So that's always, you know, really good for you. And I think it feels really positive. If it's not with them, there is something else that comes very quickly. But you're not unemployed right now, right? You have a job.
I'm completely unemployed.
Oh, you are? Okay, for how long?
Talking with various companies.
Right. And how long has that been going on?
For a while.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm, working doubly hard trying to get on with the company. And this is a freelance position. So I had thought that, I'd be already started with them.
Right. Okay, Linda, we're going to go to break now, but stay on the line and we'll reconnect after and talk a little bit more detail about what I see, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake-Up Call with Ellen Todd.
Let's say you're the first kid on the block and you can prove it. Because there's similar prototypes, but nothing quite as good as yours.
Yes.
Yours has more than one application.
Yes, my God, you're brilliant.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake-Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Life, but there's nobody home. so good. Yeah, you were so good.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Is to master path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Sky. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week live at 248-545-7685. And tonight we are talking about, you know, how to find your heart's way through getting clear in your relationships. I have Linda on the line from California, and we have been talking about a job that she's hoping that she will get by the end of this week. What I'm getting, Linda, is that you will hear from them by the end of the week and probably will be starting with them by the end, like by sometime next week. So it does look good. I feel really positive about this. You might also have some other things coming up as well. So, you know, be really open to all the different possibilities that are going to be coming your way, because I think there are some more things that are going to be coming to you as well. Freelance is great, and I think you will enjoy it a lot, but there's also something that may be bringing a little bit more consistency, which maybe it could be a part-time thing, but I'm feeling something is definitely, something else is also coming for you.
I really appreciate it, Lori. I was let go from a company, and I never thought that would happen, and I've been hoping that they will take me back. Do you see that happening too?
You know, they really liked you. So it's not a matter of, you know, not wanting you back. I think when they get a little bit, they're struggling right now. So if they can make it over the next 2 to 3 months, you might hear from them again. If not, they probably aren't going to make it. So there's a real kind of choosing point right now for them.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means, but I know that something is, you know, is up with them. So, if they can make it in the next 2 to 3 months, then you will probably hear from them.
Okay. But this new company is okay financially?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling it's nice. It's a nice mix for you, because I think it's a little bit different from what you've done, and I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy being freelance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we have or are talking about how to get clear in your relationships. And, you know, again, you know, it's one of those areas that we often think mostly about the problems within our past. And I'm just reminding you that the phone lines are open. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we're talking about how to find your heart's way through getting clear about your relationships. So often we want new love or to enhance an existing one, and we need to get clear about what we want in the relationship. Often we are so focused on comparisons. We tend to idealize the old relationship, putting everyone up to those unrealistic standards. I remember once, you know, almost pushing someone away because he wasn't exactly the package that I wanted. And the standards created from either that first love or the one who got away or that soulmate relationship, that's, you know, what we feel is perfect. So, you know, when somebody comes to us and, you know, we think that it's not the package that we're looking for, we can actually turn things away because we're not being open to possibilities. So, you know, always give people a chance. I mean, there's clearly times and situations in your life where you look at somebody or you connect with somebody and you realize there's nothing there and there's no reason to pursue it and, you know, try and make something happen. But at the same time, you know, be really open. If you haven't dated for a while and you're really looking for something, just get out there and date. Don't worry about it. Don't try and find the one. By dating, what that does is it allows you to open up your energy to start receiving those to come into your life. So it is, you know, rather important to think about that and to focus on that. We do have a next caller. It is Chris from Arizona. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's kind of ironic you're talking about relationships, and that's kind of what has been in my energy, I guess, since the eclipse, actually the last couple of months. Mm. And I was with my boyfriend for 3 years, and we did break up, and he did reach out again, but in the interim while we were broken up, I found out that he was seeing somebody else, and I'm just really hurt. I can't overlook it, and I guess I don't know where to go from here or where at, where him and I are at, and if it doesn't mean that it's something new's coming, or I guess to give me some kind of direction and
sure.
some insight would
sure.
be great, because I'm like so, it's never happened to me in this kind of, I've had other relationships, but. For him to start seeing somebody else, I feel so hurt.
Okay. So when he was seeing somebody else, you were broken up?
Yeah, but I feel like that he did it while we were together. I don't know that for a fact. And he still hasn't admitted it to me. He's kind of just ignoring the whole situation. But, you know, there was divine intervention, and that's how I found out. And
okay.
I don't know what to do about it.
Okay. Okay. So this is a big issue for a lot of people. And clearly, there was some reason why the two of you broke up. Was it a move, though? Like, was there a distance thing? Or was it just... What am I picking up there? Was
the move that you're talking about is that we were supposed to move in together. I'm assuming anyway.
Okay.
And my thing was, I have a little boy and I've been divorced and it's already ingrained in my head. I live with my ex-husband first and then we got married. So I don't want to go that route because I feel like as soon as I got married, that's when we got divorced. It's like, I know that marriage is what I want and I feel that if we move in and then try to get married, it's not going to work. And I know it's because of my last relationship. So when you're speaking about it, you're right. It does. You tend to judge everything on your past, but
yes.
That's just how I felt. So needless to say, that's a problem with Tim and
okay.
I. And we broke up. Like,
right.
And, you know, when I found out, he denied it. Well, I had a suspicion, but, like, because he called me 3 weeks later. But I felt it. I don't know what it is, but I felt it. I knew he was with somebody else. I just knew it.
Okay.
And now, so, rather than admit it to me, you know, he's going a roundabout way and being kind of mean about it.
Okay.
All right.
So, Chris, so just hold on. Okay. I, you know, what happened was, you know, your boyfriend felt rejected from you by you not wanting to move in with him and go that route. A lot of guys are, you know, the fact that he wanted to take that step with you is for some a big deal. And for a lot of them, it's a huge deal. And I think for your boyfriend, it was a huge deal. So when you were not wanting to do that, you were, and then you sort of had doubt and you sort of, you know, took it back, and because that all happened, he was just feeling rejected, and he was thinking that he had done something wrong and that there was something wrong with him. So at some point, you know, whether it was near the end of your relationship before you broke up or whether it was right after you broke up, he did connect with somebody, but it was never serious, and it was never anything that should be, it's not something that you should dwell on. I think, you know, there are times when, you know, when infidelity, if you're in a very secure relationship and something happens, then you know that there's problems. But in this case, something was happening before. And because of that, that sort of gave him, he needed to feel like he was okay. But that relationship was not anything important. Now, you both need to feel okay about reentering and staying in this relationship if that's what you choose. If you, you know, if he's not what you want, then it's time to start looking for something different. But if he is what you want and you're ready to take that next step, then he's there for you. Chris, we're going to go to break, so stay on the line. Okay. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Sue Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program that will assist you. So tonight we are talking about how to find your heart's way through getting clear in your relationships. And we are talking with Chris from Arizona. And before the break, I was just sort of saying that I think, you know, part of your fears around this relationship are I think it's more an ego thing, where you think that because he's done this, it means somehow that your relationship is less significant. And I would, you know, really suggest that you talk to him about this and tell him, you know, your fears around what this has created and why this has hurt you. And then I would find a way to let it go and forgive him. Or, you know, if it's something that you truly feel you can't do, personally, I don't think it's worth all of the energy and pain that you've put yourself through. I think it's, you know, I think really he came back pretty quickly and it wasn't long of a breakup. And, you know, I think he realized that you're who he wants to be with. So I would, you know, try and give him a break, see where you want this to go, and really decide from yourself what's truly important to you. Because I think, you know, there's a bit of, you know, you're really not sure. You're wanting to have marriage, yet you're not wanting to because of the fear of what happened in the past. So that's, you know, that was what played out in the last part of this. And that's, you know, that's sort of weighing on you, but yet you do want to move forward. So it's really about, you know, diving into your heart and allowing that love that is there to sort of shine through, and to not let your fears of mm-hmm. your past relationship and the fears of what you think he may or may not have done, whether it was, you know, while you were all broken up or whether it was right before you broke up. But, you know, I would look at all of that and really look at, you know, what part of this is your responsibility, what part of it, not that you are to blame, and that's not what I'm saying, but we all come in with certain issues that we need to heal and learn about ourselves. And I would just really look at what you can learn and heal right now with regards to relationships, because if you don't heal them through him, you know, your next relationship is likely going to bring up similar issues, and you're going to have to heal them and deal with them eventually. So, you know, sort of face those fears that you're worried about. I think this is a really sweet relationship at this point. It's not something that I'm feeling, you know, this is a pattern that's going to continue. I really think that, you know, it just happened because he needed to feel that he was okay. And I think he felt defeated when you had, you know, when the plans got changed and you said no and you weren't ready because you brought up your fears. So I would just look at all of this and really consider what it is that you're wanting in a relationship, because, you know, what this show was about was looking at all the problems that we, you know, we bring into our relationship instead of, you know, why are you there? What are you wanting? What is it that you truly want to experience in this relationship? And focus on that instead of the problems of the past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, take a new step forward.
Okay.
I will start there. That's somewhere to start. I just didn't even know where to start. So
yeah.
I appreciate that, and I that's where I'll start because I don't even know where to go from here. Honestly, I'm just like overwhelmed with it. So
yeah.
I thank you for that.
Well, Chris,
insight.
Let me know what happens because I am, you know, I'm here for you if you need to, you know, but I really do feel that, you know, from this day forward, make it like a new slate and, you know, be honest about your fears and bring them up and then just work through them.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. So I'm not sure if we have time for another caller, but the lines are open if you want to give us a call at 248-545-7685. And tonight we've been talking about, you know, how to find your heart's way through getting clear about your relationships. And, you know, often we create what we fear. We accept, you know, the unrealistic romanticized list that we've created and expect someone to match up to them, the standards that we created from, you know, either that first love that we had, the one that got away, the one that we had in our teens, or even better, how the media has portrayed romantic relationships. And they seem to create this very unrealistic expectation of what a relationship should be and what a soulmate should be. And it's from these expectations of what a perfect relationship is that we often, you know, hold that energy when we are trying to be happy in our relationships or trying to create a new relationships. And, you know, we do carry our baggage. And just as, you know, a couple of the callers were, you know, showing us tonight is that, you know, we aren't perfect. Our partners are not perfect. Sometimes we hold on for all the wrong reasons. Sometimes we are pushing away for all the wrong reasons. And we need to really get clear about what is it within us? What fears do we need to heal within ourselves so that we can have a healthy relationship? And, you know, communication is so key to all of our relationship problems. We need to be able to feel it is okay to express our pain and to express our fears and to work through them, to feel like somebody is there for us so that we can have the relationship we're wanting. So think about these, you know, think about all of the times that you're focused on all the problems in your relationship instead of what, you know, what makes you truly happy and what you truly want in the relationship and, you know, and the things that make you happy in the relationship that you're in or the ones that you were in before. And just think about all of that so that you can get really clear about what you want. So I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email, phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for personal home and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday, although it is in hiatus until September. And I have a summer holiday special for those who register on my website where you will get a 2-for-1 reading. And I also have a free offer right now for the third person to register on my website. I will give a free email reading to the third person to go to intuitivesoul.com and register on my website. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.